Hello and welcome to episode 2 of our Wellington Sports podcast. I'm Mr. McCallum, Director of Sport here at Wellington College Hangzhou. And today I have a special guest, Milo Cecetti, with us. Today's theme is going to look at currently what's going on, any updates since episode 1. And then also I'm going to dive into with Milo about the Gifted and Talented programme, you know, what its uses are and what impact it's having. And to have a discussion with Milo about his fantastic sports skill set. So just an update. So there's been lots and lots of fixtures. We're currently up to nearly 40 fixtures for the year now here at Wellington, and we are doing incredibly well. Currently, after last night's results against HIS, we are sitting at an 85% win percentage, which is certainly the most we've ever had since the school has opened, and we're looking to continue that. Some major results since episode 1 surround numerous wins for our under 14 girls and boys football against Basis, UHA, and last night convincingly against HIS. And we've also had success in cross country again, with success at under 11s, 14s and under 19s, taking lots of first places and team prizes. Specific shout outs to Christina Giamas in the under 11 category, Alex Schert in the under 14 and Sebastian Villegas in the under 19s. We've also started our performances in the pool. So we had round one of our HISAC swimming competition recently, where we took away lots and lots of gold medals. Our swim team are heading over to Shanghai this weekend for a major event where we're hoping for more success. So the main focus for this podcast today is going to be about the Gifted and Talented programme. And as I mentioned, I've got Milo Cecetti here in the studio with us today, who's going to give us an insight and a little bit of background about the Gifted and Talented programme, which has started this year. And has been a selection process where we have taken the best students from sport through an application process, and we're giving them some personalised provision throughout this year, especially around their sort of physical health, nutritional awareness, and also the psychological side of sport, which is imperative for those students who want to progress and develop. So, hello, Milo.
Hello, Mr. McCallum. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. So just quickly, why did you apply for the Gifted and Talented Programme?
Well, I thought being part of the selective group in the Gifted and Talented Programme would really benefit, not only in sport, but also academically, but mainly benefit my physical, mental and nutritional stats at the moment.
Brilliant. So just for our listeners, can you give a little bit of background about your sport? You know, just a little bit of background about you. So that sort of gives us some context to this conversation.
Yeah, great. So I'm from Brazil. I've lived there my whole life. I came to China 2 years ago and entered Wellington right away. My main sport, as it is probably assumed, is football because, well, Brazil. And I've entered this Gifted and Talented program to basically improve my sports development, but mainly in football.
Fantastic. Yeah. And you've been an incredible addition to our football program since you've joined, not only as a player, but also as a role model for some of our younger athletes who we will be speaking to on future episodes. So, as you say, you've got your background from Brazil and in football, and you've obviously come across a lot of good footballers, I imagine, in your time in Brazil. What do you think the difference is between a good athlete and an outstanding athlete in any sport?
Yeah. So what I've seen throughout my life is that an outstanding athlete has a different mentality. That is the main thing than a good athlete, we would say. So an outstanding athlete puts the work in. He has that discipline of going out there every day, even if he is not feeling like it, not happy or something like that. He has that discipline to put the work in. Besides that, he also needs a certain skill, and being able to play with his teammates, having a good game IQ, something like that.
Brilliant. Fantastic. And do you think as a young athlete you can improve those skills as you move through your teenage years, or do you think it's something that you have to have from birth?
No. So there are most skills you can definitely develop throughout your career. This is mainly done by playing with others. And my main idea that I have on developing the skills is having fun. Having fun for me is one of the most important things when doing sport. If you can't have fun, it's better not to do it.
Absolutely. I fully agree with you. So obviously you're extremely successful, not just on the football field, but also in the classroom. You're a very high performing student. You're predicted very, very good grades and your previous results suggest that you're going to achieve really highly at GCSEs. So how does playing sport and being part of the Gifted and Talented program and representing the school, how does that support your academic performance?
So playing sport, being part of this Gifted and Talented program, really will benefit me even academically, mainly in the discipline area. So being more disciplined, since you have to put the work in sport as you have to put the work in academics also. Besides that, I think sport gives a certain like relaxation to the mind and also can bring you away from all your academic problems so you can get ready for it in the future.
Brilliant, fantastic. And like I said, you're an extremely good role model for us and our younger students to be able to find that balance. And it is about balance. And that's something we're really pushing here on the campus is that, you know, being healthy, like yourself, will support our academic performances. And you are a prime example of that. So that's it for today's podcast. A massive thank you, Milo,
for
coming in and speaking to us. I'm sure your name will be said lots on this podcast throughout the year, especially as the under 16 and under 19 football season starts next semester. And we wish you all the luck in your preparation for your mock exams coming up and your sports performances on the field.
Thank you, Mr. McCallum. It's a pleasure.